Sitka has been drawing its water from the Indian River since August 13th. A $4 million rental plant has been installed at the end of the Indian River Road, and despite the price tag, the product is sometimes hard to swallow.
There is more chlorine in it. The way that we're situated with Indian River Treatment Plant and the water quality of Indian River requires more chlorine to meet the safe drinking water standards.
That's Mark Buggins, Sitka's environmental superintendent. When Buggins talks about Blue Lake, Sitka's regular water source, being pristine, he's being technical. There's almost nothing in Blue Lake for chlorine to react with, so Sitka's dose historically has been very small. The temporary plant on the Indian River is a different matter. At the moment, the stream is full of dying salmon, for one thing, and also bacteria, but the plant is doing its job.
We test the water all the time. Based on the size of our community, we have to do at least 10 total coliform samples, they're called. That's an indicator test of anything that might make you sick. And we do that throughout the community at various locations on a schedule, and we do at least 10 of those samples a month.
Buggins says the amount of chlorine in the water is less than the maximum allowed by the Environmental Protection Agency, and his department monitors flow rates constantly so as not to go overboard. Still, there are times when the tap smells so strongly of chlorine that people wonder if Buggins himself can drink it.
That's a question that I get, you know, in the grocery store or something frequently is that, am I drinking the water or am I buying bottled water or doing something? I'm not doing anything different. I'm making my coffee with it in the morning. I'm, you know, taking my vitamin pills with it.
The Indian River is also a highly variable water source. Some days a clear, quiet stream. Other days, especially after a high rainfall, a raging, muddy torrent. Buggins says that at times like these, the filtering technology is nothing short of remarkable.
That dirt is all taken out by the microfilters. Like, they just plug along. It doesn't matter, you know, essentially what kind of dirt level or turbidity that we feed them. It's always coming out consistent and about 10 times more clear than Blue Lake water normally is.
But color can't be filtered out. The naturally occurring tannic acids in the muskegs along the Indian River Valley floor are washed into the river during high rainfall. It looks like chamomile tea. Old-timers in Sitka remember that yellow water happens in the spring and fall. Well, not that old time. The Indian River was last used as Sitka's permanent source in 1984. On the upside, other than filtration and chlorine, Indian River receives no other treatment. Nothing.
No other chemicals, just sodium hypochlorite, which is essentially bleach, that we're using as our chlorine source there at Indian River. So, you know, normally with Blue Lake operating, it's very soft, and we have to add soda ash to it to raise the alkalinity and the pH, and we also add fluoride at Blue Lake. We're not adding fluoride or soda ash while we're on Indian River.
The contract with Barnard, the firm building the Blue Lake Hydro Project, calls for an outage of 63 days as the new penstock is installed. The target date for reconnecting Sitka's water supply falls on October 18th. Alaska Day is already the community's biggest holiday. Going back to great water will just be one more thing to celebrate. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.